This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting heavy rains and gusty winds were spreading inland across southwest and west central Florida as Elsa weakened to a tropical storm early Wednesday morning. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries just last week agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. The Pentagon has canceled the disputed JEDI contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project became bogged down in legal challenges almost as soon as it was awarded to Microsoft in October of 2019. The price tag was $10 billion over a decade. 62-year-old Miriam Thompson, a Pentagon translator, has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for passing the names of United States informants in Iraq to a person linked to Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Pentagon has responded to reports that looters unlawfully entered the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Afghan leaders Tuesday said U.S. forces up and left in the middle of the night without informing anyone. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Afghan military officials said they were not informed that U.S. troops vacated the field. Not so, says former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman.
The Afghan leaders, civilian and military, were appropriately coordinated with and briefed about the turnover of Bagram Air Base.
Kirby was questioned about military vehicles left behind.
Some vehicles were left for use by the Afghans. Some were destroyed because they were no longer usable. And some were properly transferred out of the country. Some brought home, some transferred to other places in the region.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
One side calls critical race theory pure racism, teaching our kids to hate based on skin color. The other side says the theory is about our history and needs to be taught to our children. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau attempts to make sense of it all.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a parent in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are in favor of teaching CRT.
These unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
Mm-hmm. Israel is sending 700,000 coronavirus vaccine doses to South Korea in exchange for a future shipment of vaccines from South Korea to Israel. Under the agreement, Israel will transfer the Pfizer vaccines to South Korea in an effort to inoculate more South Koreans this month. South Korea will send the same number of doses to Israel as early as September. South Korea has so far administered first doses to just 30% of its population. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Pastor James Ward Jr. joining us to talk about his brand new book, Zero Victim, Overcoming Injustice with a New Attitude. Pastor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. It's really good to be with you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm blessed more than I deserve, but that's the way God fills us up, doesn't he? He's just so generous.
That's right.
It's unending. We love that about the Father in heaven. As a pastor, author, visionary, and entrepreneur, you've emerged as an international conscionable voice of spiritual and moral authority, motivated much by this concept of zero victim. Give us some background on this, if you would, James.
Sure. Well, again, thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it and the great work that you're doing. This is something that spans my entire life, going back from literally third grade. I see how the Lord has been shaping my life. Growing up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, at the end of, segregation in the school system, having basically an encounter with a white student, and realizing that through my academics and my own character, my faith, and my own behavior, what I thought was going to be a hostile situation was not hostile at all. And I realized that the people around me, the world around me, had nothing to do with my success in life. And it disarmed my mindset and really began to put me on a different trajectory that defines my life to this day. And that's the genesis of the zero victim message, is living life from the inside out, not from the outside in. And that's really the mind of Christ himself when we search the scriptures. And Bill, you know what? Society needs this right now. It's a timeless, relevant message. I believe the most relevant message in terms of dealing with victim thinking at its core in America right now. It touches every socio-political issue that we're dealing with. And we got to get this communication out there to change the narrative of our nation.
Well, without a doubt. Well, first of all, we have to be intentional, and we have to want it. It's kind of like, when Jesus would heal people, he'd say, go forth, walk in your healing, and sin no more, right? And, I mean, there was a prescription to being healed. And here we are, in light of what, we just had 4th of July, we had the Juneteenth celebration, a lot of cultural conversation about our country's history, and we even had, sadly, a couple of elected officials, saying that, look, at America is not a free nation, and, and again, kind of really just whirling up, the terrible aspects of our history that we're beyond. I mean, it's like Jesus has said, look, you're healed, you're free, go on. But then they're saying, no, I don't want to be free. I don't want to go on. I'm real comfortable being a victim. In fact, I want more people in this pool of victimhood to join me. And to what end? I mean, are the people in that end of the pool, the victimhood pool, end of the pool, are they better off today as a result of that kind of thinking and that kind of those kind of policies? Or are they, you know, like the like the early slaves? You know, you've got a president who was assassinated to free people of color. And he sends out a proclamation in 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation takes a couple of years to get to Texas, you know, because these things were moving pretty slow, for them to get the message that, hey, they are in fact free. Now, some, like you, had the consciousness and the blessing to take that message and go forward. Others, for whatever, you know, psychological consideration, however you want to determine it, they didn't move on. For some reason, they wanted to hang on to what was familiar. But here we are, well over 100 years later, and you've got elected officials, you know, wanting to do the thing that our president said that, you know, had accused others of doing, or wanting to put people back in chains. Well, to me, that kind of thinking puts people back in chains, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Victim thinking in any situation, man, I hear from couples, business owners, certainly with the race issues and the political issues that we're dealing with today, victim thinking is bondage for the person who holds that mentality. And ultimately, the gospel and the sense of the gospel is the answer for our nation. I really believe right now that I say sometimes, Bill, that the church's spiritual report card is the condition of the nation. Look at America, we see that we're not doing so well in terms of decay and darkness because of the absence of light and the salt. And so the principle of the gospel, listen, that you talk about folks putting themselves back in bondage, not putting a value on freedom, the freedom that comes through Christ and applying that to their lifestyle. It reminds me of John chapter 5. You had this guy at the pool of Bethesda. You mentioned the pool of Bethesda. This guy is sitting down next to the pool of Bethesda. And you know what? He's talking about his victimization. Jesus comes to him and says, do you want to be made free? The guy never answers affirmative. He never says yes. He starts blaming other folks. Somebody else beat me into the pool. I've been in this condition for 38 years. And that is the mindset that is inundating our nation right now. And I say even right now that sociopolitically, critical race theory grows from the soil of victim thinking, victimization. Mm-hmm. And we've got to really begin to dig into that. My problem with critical race theory is that it's not scriptural. It's not the gospel. It does not affirm and bring life to those who are made in the image of God. And so we have to really bring this zero victim framework, I think, to the very forefront of our conversation and create a different narrative and alternative perspective, which is the truth of looking at these things and dealing with the issues that we're dealing with in society right now.
Well, you're exactly right, James, because we know that which comes from God promotes life. It promotes growth. It advances the people. And as you say, our culture is downstream, you know, of our politics. So if the politics is rotten, you know something is rotten in the culture, and we know that to be real clear, and you're exactly right. If we do not turn the hearts of the fathers and turn the hearts of everybody, and not just America. Sometimes we're so American-centric that we forget that there's a lot of people around the world that need the same gospel message, right? That huge difference in their life that is enumerated, it happens to be enumerated in our U.S. Constitution, and this is where the people who are lying, you know, to us and want us to believe and trying to sell this faux victimhood type of concept, they clearly ignore that our founding fathers, because they were of Judeo-Christian background, they believed in the Word of God. The Word of God is immersed in our Constitution. If you just read it, it's hard to deny that, isn't it?
Right, it is. And Bill, I'll take it a step further, and I really hope your readers will get a copy of my book. I write about this in Zero Victim in my latest book. And I explain this concept, Bill. There are three kinds of law that govern every society: spiritual law, moral law, and civil law. But we're only familiar with the weakest form of law, which is civil law, or what we call constitutional law. And we've abdicated our understanding and responsibility of living by spiritual and moral law. And here's the problem, that when you reject spiritual and moral law and you only live by civil law, civil law, the weakness of it is that you cannot legislate morality. It
exactly.
does not make people better people. And so we've got to get our nation back. Psalm 11:3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? We've got to come back to the pillars of spiritual and moral law and reintroduce those to society right now.
Well, God made it real clear. He said, look, if you turn your back on me, it's not going to go well. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, we look in our communities today. I mean, every Monday you find out all the different shootings that have taken place in cities across our country. The breakdown in morality, it is absolutely heartbreaking, and our kids are suffering for it. We've got more from Pastor James Ward after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally in the languages people were born to speak. In August 1946, the inaugural Gospel Tide Hour broadcast was aired locally in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. By 1978, the program had grown and started broadcasting across southern Africa. And now, after 75 years, the Tide Ministry reaches millions of people globally with the life-changing gospel message. Celebrating our 75th year as our diamond anniversary, we're looking ahead with a diamond vision for the next 75 years. The word diamond is derived from adamas, which means enduring or invincible. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, love endures all things. Christ's love certainly does endure. And as the Tide Ministry and our partners share his love across the world, lives are being transformed and given enduring hope. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision and how you can help us tell even more people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live.
without a doubt.
I'll tell you, it's one thing to have an opinion, more important to have the facts, okay? An opinion will first start to scratch the itch, so to speak, and get you thinking to ask the critical questions and to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is what this radio show is all about, and we're so blessed to have, you know, great guests like Pastor James Ward in his new book, Zero Victim, Overcoming Injustice with a New Attitude. James, I got to tell you, this is, I believe this is the heart of the majority of Americans today, is that, we want things to be better. It is sad when we hear, even some of our politicians say things about our country, say things about their people, because the heart of most of Americans is we're past that. I mean, we've been elected a black president for twice, and we've had a black attorney general. We've got probably the highest rate of mixed marriages that we've ever had. And to me, what astounds me is that with this critical race theory that they're teaching, black good, white bad. I mean, what do these young kids go, when they go home and they go, hey, mom, they taught us in school today that you're good because you're black and dad's bad because he's white.
Yeah.
What kind of dinner conversation do you have around the table at that point?
It's the most venomous poison in our generation, Bill. I talk about in my book about something that I call EWMDs, emotional weapons of mass destruction. We heard about weapons of mass destruction during the Saddam Hussein era. I talk about emotional weapons of mass destruction, and that's what ideas like critical race theory is. All of the socio-political hatred, that venom, they're emotional weapons of mass destruction. Generations are being destroyed because of this poison that's being injected into the lives of our children, and it has nothing to do with truth. And until we really re-engage and begin to communicate, the gospel, to really begin to offer an alternative voice, which is based upon the truth of God's word, of course, whoever controls the narrative controls the nation. And so that's why we need voices like yours and mine and others to really engage and to begin to reshape the framework of the conversations that are happening in society right now.
Exactly. And the thing goes back to what you were saying earlier. This is when it becomes a spiritual and moral issue. If you're spiritually ignorant and you don't realize that you have the full armor of God available to you, and you're not utilizing, let's talk about the shield of faith that's able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And that's what this is, this critical race theory and these thoughts that are thrown out there. There are fiery darts. But if you don't utilize your shield of faith to quench that dart, you're going to be subjected to it because we are bombarded by it. I mean, the legacy media is promoting it. Big tech is promoting it in Facebook and Twitter. Every time you turn around, movies reinforce this idea, this victimhood mentality that is impacting, our kids and the generations to come. This is absolutely pernicious. It is of the devil. It is not of God. And this is why, for a time such as this, it commands people with our hearts, James, to come together, for the sake of the truth, for the sake of our spiritual welfare. We have got to turn our hearts back toward God.
Yeah, we do. I find it very interesting, Bill, that let's go back to even just talking about the vital role of the true Church of Jesus Christ during this time and how critical our voice is. I find it interesting on the day of Pentecost, the very first act that the Holy Spirit performed on the day of Pentecost was a work of reconciliation. The Bible says that there were people from the Parthians, the Medes, folks from Cappadocia, all coming together. It was a work of reconciliation and God calling people to unity by the Spirit of God. It started supernaturally, but how was it to be sustained? Acts 2:42, it says that the people continued steadfastly in two things: the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, Didache and Koinonia. Mm-hmm. We've got to get back to communicating doctrine, truth, right doctrine, and then continuing to make disciples, to change the hearts, the minds, where we surrender our values and opinions to the truth of God's word. That is the only prescription for being able to bring our nation to the place that we can truly say, God bless America. Right now, we should be praying, God have mercy on America. Because we continue to disobey his word. But this is a time that as I travel the nation, I've been in the South just recently, this hatred, this narrative It only comes from a few population centers, major population centers, usually in the north. But you travel the country, I get across the country, folks are not thinking about this way. I see black people and white people across the nation in the grocery stores, in the health club, having a good time. And that just really does not represent the heart of what people are feeling across the nation. I'm so encouraged. I hear from atheists, agnostics, folks from all kinds saying, your voice makes sense. We're reading the book. This is what we need. I'm not on the left or the right. I say that we're called to here to call people from the left and the right above. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. There are many, Amen. Many people out there that I hope they're encouraged and they understand that there's a new narrative, there's a new voice that's being communicated on their behalf, which I believe is the zero victim mindset. So I pray that your listeners will go over to jamesewardjr.com to find out more information about our ministry, to get a copy of the book. Some great things are happening across the nation right now.
Without a doubt. And they'll be reinforced that, hey, look, it's not as bad as the mainstream media and others would want us to believe. You're exactly right.
No, it's not.
I've been experiencing the same thing. But look, when you go back and let's just look at, Germany during World War II, only 10% of the people were fascist and supported Hitler. 90% were just keeping their heads down and just trying to survive. So this is what's happening in our country as well. It is a very small minority of people that are causing all these problems, but that's okay because the truth will win out, and it's reinforcing. Yep. You know, sometimes, James, when things are attacked and they want to take these things away, people start to wake up. And, this verse I came across a couple of weeks ago that God laid on my heart, and it really stopped me in my tracks. And the thing was, like anything, you know, when God brings it to your attention, you go, God, are you kidding me? I've been reading this, hundreds of times. Now, all of a sudden, today's the day. Well, because that's what we're talking about, right? At that appointed time for you, it happened as a young, you're in third grade. That was your appointed time. And everybody has those different key benchmarks of appointed time. But what God is saying, relevant to time, because time's important to God, as we know, in Acts 17, verse 30, says, the times of ignorance God overlooked. So there was a period of time when, we could get away with being stupid and ignorant in that, however way you want to identify it. But, God's saying, okay, there's a time that God, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. That's our duty. That is what is expected of us. And the reason that is so, because of the remedy that he gave us in Christ and the cross. He said, look, this is the ultimate gift I'm giving to you. Do not blow this one.
That's it. That's it. And that's why I think the timeliness of our messaging right now with this zero victim mindset is the mind of Christ. Think about this, Bill. The only innocent man that ever lived on the planet suffered the greatest injustice that the world has ever known. It's the cross of Calvary, the crucifixion of our Lord. And while in the act of still being victimized and the nails are still being driven in his hand, he's already praying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is the standard for dealing with injustice. Every other injustice in the world and that's possible is a lesser injustice. And the standard of the love of God, the standard of forgiveness has been given to us through faith in Christ. And we now have to hold that standard high and apply that standard to the things that we're dealing with. And all of a sudden now it changes, it recalibrates the issues that we see and minimizes the intimidation of the issues that we see and we're dealing with in society. We're empowered with truth. God's people, we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. It empowers us with the truth and the knowledge we need to face off with these things. Cancel culture needs to be canceled. And this zero victim mindset cancels cancel culture. It wants to silence us from communicating the truth and speaking forth the kind of things that we are, because it liberates people from the mentality of defeat. We saw that in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I was involved there on the ground with the Jacob Blake Jr. shooting. We saw zero victim mentality apply there in Jacob's life and in his mom Julia's life. We're involved in Washington, D.C. with the Museum of the Bible right now. Things are rising. There's something shifting across the nation. We need to be awakened, not woke, and this is the time for us to do it. This is the appointed time for us to do it.
Amen. Pastor James Ward, author, visionary entrepreneur, who's emerged as an international, conscionable voice of spiritual and moral authority. His new book, which will be linked on our website, Zero Victim Overcoming Injustice with a New Attitude. 10 seconds here, Pastor. Where can they go to get their hands on your book through you?
Yeah, visit my website at jamesewardjr.com. jamesewardjr.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Finance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting heavy rains and gusty winds were spreading inland across southwest and west central Florida as Elsa weakened to a tropical storm early Wednesday morning. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries just last week agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. The Pentagon has canceled the disputed JEDI contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project became bogged down in legal challenges almost as soon as it was awarded to Microsoft in October of 2019. The price tag was $10 billion over a decade. 62-year-old Miriam Thompson, a Pentagon translator, has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for passing the names of United States informants in Iraq to a person linked to Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you know the address, BillMartinezShow.com. Do you find yourself at that fork in the road, as they say, you know, when it comes to, hey, should I keep my car or should I sell it? I don't know, but I just got a new car, and I'm getting all kinds of emails from dealers saying, hey, we need your car. We need previously owned cars. I go, oh, it's got less than 4,000 miles, and you want to buy my car back? And I just got it. Some interesting stuff happening in the car business, and we've got Kelly BlueBooks.com managing editor is going to share some top four services and repairs that add value to your vehicle. So listen closely, because we know vehicle prices, both new and used, are hitting an all-time high, making the decision to keep or sell your car, making it all that more difficult. No matter which route you choose, making sure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are up to date is the smart move. As I mentioned, Micah is here to share how making small investments to your car pays off in the long range. Hey, Micah, good to be talking to you again. How you doing?
Yeah, good to talk to you. I love that you have some personal experience with what we're going to be talking about today, because you are correct. Used vehicle supply is down. Wow. And that's why dealers are like, hey, bring that car back. We want to buy it back. We want to get that in on our showroom.
Maybe the dealers are going back to try to reclaim some of those cash for clunkers. Remember under the Obama administration, we got rid of all those great old cars, and they're going, where's that old, cool, those old cars? We could use them now.
Well, you are right. You know, there's this ripple effect. Cash for clunkers is a component. The recession of late aughts is also a thing, you know, because there were fewer new cars being sold. fewer used cars. And then we also have these unprecedented forces happening right now. So during, the middle of the Corona times crisis, a lot of car makers, dialed back their production. And now we're experiencing this microchip shortage, which is further hindering, car makers' ability to new cars. And because new car supply is constrained, it's having an effect on used cars. In fact, one of the most interesting dynamics is that rental car companies are now raiding the used car market because they can't get new cars. Yeah. And so there's all this pressure on used car supply. And as we know, when the supply is low, but demand is high, because especially right now, people are getting back at it. They want to get back out on the road. You have this major issue with used car prices. In fact, so in June, the average used list price for a car, like we're talking about used cars here, was over $24,000, about $24,400, wow, which is massive. In fact, that's about 25% higher than it was in 2020. So
I guess that's okay if you want to sell your used car, if you're going to walk or ride a bike for a while, because, then you're in the market to buy. You're on the other side of the process. So that's a tough deal. And speaking of rental, by the way, Mike, I don't know if you've experienced this deal. Our daughter lives in Maui, right? And car rentals there are through the pick and roof. My brother is scheduled to go. We are about the same time as we are. We're going to go see the kids and grandkids and that in August. And for a week of car rental, $1,800, buddy. $1,800. It's insane.
And
so the cool thing is the gig economy that's busted out in Maui is that locals are renting their cars to visitors.
Yeah, I mean, I think unprecedented times have yielded some innovative solutions. But yeah, I think this time more than ever, we have to be clever about how we approach our car needs. So I'm sure you saw the same story where, people were renting U-Hauls in Hawaii as a way to get around rental car prices. But yeah, so we're in a situation where if you are looking to buy a used car, it is a really tough market. But if you have a used car you're looking to sell, it is an excellent market. I think the biggest, analog we can draw is like from the housing market, where you might have a ton of equity built up in your house, which is awesome. You can sell it, you can make a profit, but then you're going to have to buy the next one. So that is the fork in the road. That is the challenge right now. Do you sell and try and wage your way through the super competitive market, or do you just hold on to your vehicle and try and wait it out until prices get a little bit better? And what I would say is that in either scenario, it pays to take care of some simple maintenance and a few simple things that will improve the value of your car. So really basic stuff, starting on the low end, but, I mean, it's amazing how inattentive we can be with our vehicles. So I would just say oil changes and tune-ups are a really simple thing. If you're going to keep your car, that's really cheap insurance for the life of your engine and your vehicle. So, make sure you're keeping up with your oil changes and tune-ups. Alignment is another one, too, where whether you keep it or you sell it, having your wheels pointed in the correct direction, not pulling, not scrubbing off, when you have, like, tires misaligned, that has a real impact on the fuel economy. Or whether you're selling it, if somebody comes to test drive your car and it's got a little bit of a pull, or your steering wheel's not quite centered, those little things give people cues that maybe this isn't the right one for me. So those are really simple things, whether you're going to buy or whether you're going to keep or sell your current car. But I would say that if you're looking to offload your car, two really simple things that I would do, very inexpensive too, get the car detailed. So yeah,
I was going to say, clean the car.
get those
McDonald's French fries from three summers ago. Get them out from underneath the seat. Clean it up.
Yeah, remove the fossilized fries.
Yes.
Pay for a proper detail. It really is a wonderful investment, because when people see a clean, polished car, that implies something about how it's been maintained. And along those same lines, too, paintless dent repair is a really inexpensive thing. If you walk up to a car and you see those little, like, dings, in fact, I had a Honda S2000, and, it had those little dings there. And painless dent repair is shockingly inexpensive. $7,500, they can go through and take out those little dings, and it's a, very low cost way to improve the look of your vehicle. Another thing, too, those headlight restoration kits. when you walk up to a car and it's got that cloudy old headlight, if you clean that up, make it look clear again, that implies a lot of value. Those are really simple ways that if you are going to offload your vehicle right now, that you can get more value out of it from a prospective buyer. And the last thing I'll say is that recalls. So if you have a recall on your car, you want to take care of that before you you know, are trying to sell it to a new buyer. That might be an awkward question. They're like, oh, have you taken care of the recall? I'm not sure. So one thing you can do, if you head over to KDB.com where I work, we've got this whole repair advice section, service and repair guide, and you can put in your vehicle. It'll tell you every single recall that's popped up. It'll also offer pricing range for repairs and maintenance, so you know you're paying a good price for the repairs and maintenance that you need to take care of. But those are really simple things you can do to make sure that your vehicle is ready to sell. And then here, I'm going to give you one last little tip. If you do not want to have to wade through the buying a new car right now, one choice you could make is offload your car now, take advantage of the high used car prices, and then maybe lease a car that you are a little less emotionally excited about but will meet your needs. And lease that for a short term as a bridge to the future where prices are a little bit more reasonable. And maybe you can buy the car that you really want a little further down the road when prices are a little more reasonable.
Well, exactly, because it's not always going to stay this way. I mean, we're going to get our supply chain squared away. It's a little bit stalled off right now. And, it's amazing. I'm talking to other people in other industries, Micah. You know, there's pieces and parts laying around. They're all stacked up, but they just don't have people, to move the pieces and get them in the line. And so it's a matter of time before we, get back to normal. It's never always this way. But like you said, if you want to play the percentages and get rid of your car right now because you can get some extra bucks for your car and you can manage, like I said, that's a good idea. It beats riding a bicycle or walking around. I mean, great idea there to lease a car for, a couple of years and let it bridge over to, when we're happy again and the prices are maybe back to normal. Michael Muzio, Managing Editor, Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, and his responsibilities include producing unique and engaging video content for KBB.com, attending a new vehicle introduction events on behalf of the company, and writing knowledgeable yet pithy new car reviews, as you can tell. Hey, Micah, as always, we appreciate the time. Remind everybody where they can go to get all the information and be in the flow of the know.
Absolutely. If you want to know what your current vehicle is worth or how much you should pay for repairs to keep it in proper running condition, head over to Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. We would love to have you visit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811.
That's 800-978-4811.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's always the lie that is loudest. I know the one with the power is never the one who is shouting, shouting. I lean in, I know that I need to listen. Through all of the thunder you whisper, even in doubt you are with me. Like a love song that I've always known, your word hits me deep inside my soul. When you speak,
taste here of Jeremy Camp's just released single, When You Speak. Gives us a little preview for his upcoming album. The Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter returns with this brand-new single, and he joins us now to talk about it and everything else that is in Jeremy Camp's life. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy? Good to be talking to you again.
I like Jerry Camp. Jerry Camp is good.
You like Jerry? No, you don't. Come on. It's a bad slip, and you're trying to be so kind here, you know, but this is what happens sometimes when you say so much after 3 hours. Sometimes it just doesn't come out. I know that's never happened to you, so you can't relate, but trust me. But thank you for pointing it out and putting your grace on that moment. That was so needed. So how you been?
Talking to you, buddy. Good.
Hey, always good. Hey, I'm excited about this new album coming up and this this single, When You Speak. Oh, my goodness. I mean, right off the bat, it grabs a hold of your, I'd say the totality of your being, because, again, you know, what I so appreciate about the depth of your writing, it's almost like you're in the throne room of God, and you and God say, okay, let's write a song.
That's exactly what it feels like. I mean, this song in particular, every song for me, it's one of those where we always, you know, I go in going, I don't want to try to write some kind of radio song. I'm not trying to write a song that's like, ooh, that's going to sound good for this. It literally is saying, God, what do you want me to say? And this is such an amazing kind of start to the album, because when I was going through, and, you know, we're still kind of going through the pandemic, but when it first started, my whole thought was, God, I just can't wait to get through this. I want to get through this. Like, please just get through this. You know, there's everything that, you know, we all worked toward, got canceled and all this kind of stuff. And it was just, you know, movie got canceled, tour got canceled, and I just was bumming out. And God spoke to me, Bill, it was really clearly, and he said, Jeremy, I want to get through to you during this.
And amen.
It was like, okay. And it kind of, it made me kind of shift my mindset and say, okay, God, what do you want to teach me during this? And all these things just came in and flooded in, and these songs flooded in. And this song in particular was one of those ones just saying, man, when I was battling with just all these lies and fears and different things and worries, it's like, those are the enemy. And, you know, I know the one with the power, that song says, is never the one who is shouting, because God is the one with the power. He didn't have to shout. It's just he has the power. And and when he speaks, he breaks those barriers and those walls, and he heals and restores and redeems. And that's the God that we serve. So.
Amen. Amen. And two powerful statements there. Number one, because I was like you. I'm going, okay, God, what are you teaching us? What do we need? I mean, this is kind of a Selah moment. I mean, a real Selah moment. Our lives have stopped. You know, we're not going to the office anymore. Things turned upside down. What is it? What is it that you're saying to us about this? And it was interesting because in part, I thought about the, you know, the prophets of Baal, which in this case, in the modern era, is represented by the scientists, right? They're all these prophets and they've got all this determination and idea of what's going on. And then God says, okay, fine. Hey, we'll let you do your thing. You know, go out there and now they're being exposed. And, you know, and all we had to do was to be still and let God, right?
Amen. And I think that's the whole thing, understanding just the nature of who God is. And God is a God who literally just wants us to draw closer to him. He's drawing mankind towards him. And if we just let that happen, the things that we can learn during these times, because trials and tribulations, I mean, Jesus said in, you know, John 16:33, I said these things to you that you'll have peace. In this world, you will face trials. So it's an understanding that we're going to face trials and tribulations, but it says take heart, I've overcome the world. And I think that's the understanding of going this whole trial and tribulation of going, hey, you're going to have hardships, you're going to have trials, but I've conquered sin and death. I've conquered the enemy, and you can trust me. And I think that's the whole, I think the statement of the year. You can trust me, guys.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you, I just went through that crisis here recently where I it had to be brought to my attention that my trust was in people. It was in the wrong things, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I'm telling you, the weight of an 800,000-pound gorilla was lifted off my chest that moment that I could hear the voice of God saying, trust me.
Yes.
I'm going, oh, yeah. It was like one of those V8 moments, right? I should have had a
V8. You finally said that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, what an idiot.
it's honestly that you just said it perfectly. It's like, wait a second. When you find this, when God speaks to your heart and it says, just be calm, settle down, be still, and trust me, it's just, it is, it's like a weight. Like, we carry that weight because we're putting things on ourselves that aren't from the Lord at all. Mm-hmm. And God's like, man, no, this is not what I have for you. I have so many things that are so much better for you. And so, and my family too, like, we've thrived during this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
We had Bible studies, we had times of worship, we had so many discussions of just, you know, but real hard discussions, and it was amazing. And I feel like we've all thrived through this. It wasn't easy, but we thrived.
Yeah, when you think about it, could you have had those moments when you were on nonstop touring?
Oh, not at all. That was the biggest thing, too. I almost feel like with this whole year, and, you know, we had that movie that came out, and that was kind of like, okay, well, that passed by, and then touring was canceled. Okay, well, what do we do now? And, you know, I think there's so many things that benefited from this. You know, if things would have kind of taken off and I would have done that, I realized during this time that there was a lot of healing that I still needed to take place in my heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always have things, issues that we have to deal with, but
exactly.
A lot of healing, I think, from past stuff and different things that I don't think, even with, you know, Melissa, you know, my first wife that went to be with the Lord, I think there was stuff from there that going to the movie, I realized, like, okay, I still have some trust issues. I still have things that I need to deal with, and I was able to deal with them. And from that, the healing with my family, I think with, you know, honestly, just even writing the songs that came out of this time. Like I said, that scratched the surface, that song, because I'm going, I want to introduce you to kind of the start of what happened during this, you know, pandemic writing.
And, right, exactly.
Come along with me in the journey. That's what it is. Come along with me in the journey.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I Still Believe, which just touched so many hearts, not only here in America, around the world, as you know, people so related to what was going on. And you just talked about, you know, Melissa and trust issues and this sort of thing. Gosh, I thought about this many times, you know, for you, Jeremy, that, you know, having gone through that experience and now, you know, you're married, God has blessed you with Adrian and the family and everything like that. I would be so overly protected over Adrian. Is that fair? Am I being a knucklehead by saying that, or is that fair?
Not even at all. That's exactly what it is, because you do. You get protective in every aspect of just being like, oh, okay, like, I don't want anything to happen to her, or, you know, how's her heart, you know, which that's always good. You want to protect her. I'm just saying that you always have these, you know, these thoughts of, even with my kids, it's interesting because I had thought to you and my kids, like, okay, really overprotective, because then sometimes you go, okay, maybe the Lord wouldn't allow my wife to pass again, but maybe my kids something. I mean, I know it sounds so, but those are the attacks that I had, like the lies and attacks that I had that I had to face, that I had to deal with. And like you said, when God said, do you trust me? Like, just trust me. Yeah. And that's when those weights started lifting. And so I think it's just reality of people assessing. It's like David said, he goes, search my heart and try me and see if there'd be any wicked ways in me. Or just kind of just search me, God. And know me, like, because a lot of times we don't even know what's going on until we do stop and allow God to search our hearts. So I think that if people allow that to happen during this time, I guarantee there is immense growth in so many people's hearts.
Well, you know, God promises His peace for us, and it is constantly, as my good friend Jonathan Kahn shared with me, in the Jewish culture, it is God's pursuit of peace for you. And when you think about this, you know, it's like what you want for a kid. We want for our kids. We want, you know, God's peace to be on our kids. And we're constantly praying that upon them. And God is pursuing us with His peace. And in those moments when, you know, we lose His peace and we find ourselves getting chaotic, that should be the reminder that, we need to pause for a moment. Let's reconnect with God's peace. Right.
Amen. Well, you're right. And like I said, it's the, you know, when the lies are the loudest. And God's not a God of confusion. You know?
No, that's
and
right.
So it's like, I think that's where, when we kind of step and listen to, like, that song even says, you know, like a love song that I've always heard, your word hit me beside my soul. It's like it's this thing. Oh, yeah, I know that voice. I know.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And it brings peace and hits your soul. And you're just going, yeah, when you speak, you know, I'm found with I hear peace be still, you know, and the winds and the waves bow to your will. And you drown my fears in love so real when you speak. And it's like that's the whole essence of just going, OK, God, and when we listen to your voice, that's what happens.
Well, Jeremy, congratulations on this single, which gives us a great preview into this album that we cannot wait to get our hands on. When You Speak, and the powerful lyrics once again, and, you know, your interpretation of the lyric. I mean, you know, for a time such as this, God has brought all your talent together to bless the body of Christ. And I cannot thank you enough, you know, for being a willing servant to the body.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you so much. You as well, man.
Okay, you got it. Jeremy Camp, the Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, he's done it again with this new single, and we'll go out with it, When You Speak, now available.
It's a holy melody set in heaven's perfect key. Redemption's frequency healing me. It's the Father whispering mercy over every need, breaking through and breaking free. Healing me when you speak.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.